Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A probation violation hearing in Huron County Circuit Court for Meshawn Terrence Thomas is currently on hold in the state of Michigan. The defendant failed to appear for his scheduled 11 a.m. start time on Monday, May the 18th. Defense counsel Michael A. Morosky informed the court that Mr. Thomas had communicated that he was on his way. The court has set a deadline of noon for the defendant's appearance. And since he did not report by noon, Assistant Attorney General Sarah Brenner requested a bench warrant for his arrest with a body bond only condition. And in other news for today, Judge Prill has set a $300,000 bond for Kimberly Ann Wilkinson in a show cause hearing in Huron County Circuit Court. The case involves three felony files with outstanding court obligations totaling $29,971.85 in primarily restitution fees. The last payment was recorded on October the 6th of 2023. A motion for show cause was filed on April the 10th of 2026 after Ms. Wilkinson failed to appear in court. The bond covers all three filings. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court has set a trial date for Carter James Prill. The judge addressed a shared last name. However, he confirmed there's no personal connection between him and the defendant. A two-day jury trial is scheduled for October the 6th, and all final motions, plea agreements, and defense notices must be filed by September the 14th at the latest. The defendant's bond remains set at $3,500, 10%. And another news for today. Joshua Christian Kaltz was arraigned on Monday in Huron County Circuit Court on two counts of probation violation. The allegations stem from May the 13th and include a technical violation for noncompliance with electronic monitoring and consuming alcohol, as well as a non-technical violation for using or possessing alcoholic beverages. Kaltz, represented by attorney Scott R. Bigger, stood mute and a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Judge Prill advised Kaltz of his rights, including the right to a full probation violation hearing. The prosecution requested a $10,000 bond, citing a prior operating while intoxicated conviction causing serious injury. The defense requested a personal reconnaissance bond, noting Kaltz's cooperation and efforts to avoid alcohol. The court set bond at $5,000 with a 10% deposit, citing public safety concerns, but he was not deemed a flight risk. A full probation violation hearing is scheduled for June the 8th at 11 a.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, May the 18th of 2026. Marie A. Kozlowski, age 91, of Kindy, passed away on May the 12th of 2026. Per Marie's wishes, cremation has taken place, and no services have been planned at this time. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home of Kindy. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.